British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has a lot on his hands right now. He's recovered from COVID-19, but the UK has the most deaths in Europe from the disease, and the British economy remains in free fall. But Johnson's attention for 3 days now has been focused on defending the behavior of his key political advisor, Dominic Cummings. According to reports, Cummings flouted the rules of Britain's lockdown, causing widespread public anger. Cummings says he doesn't regret his actions.
I think that what I did was actually reasonable in these circumstances.
The World's Orla Barry joins us from London. So what did Dominic Cummings actually do, Orla?
So near the end of March, Marco, you will remember that the UK was under a very strict lockdown. And at the time, you couldn't leave your house unless you were going out for essential groceries or one bout of exercise, or if you were a key worker. And at the time, Dominic Cummings drove 260 miles to his parents' home. And he said he did so because his wife had coronavirus symptoms. She was with him in the car and their child was with them. And they did so because they wanted someone to be there in case he got the coronavirus to look after their son. He did get the symptoms of it at the very least. But according to government rules, if you have the symptoms, you stay at home for 7 days. And he flouted the rules. And this was the first way in which he flouted the rules.
What is the second way he flouted the rules? Because this has become a really big deal.
So the second way was he was spotted at Barnard Castle, which is about 30 miles away from his parents' home. He was there on Easter Sunday. Also, coincidentally, was his wife's birthday. But what Dominic Cummings said he was doing was he wanted to test his eyesight for a possible drive back to London. He was wondering whether his eyesight was okay because he said it felt a bit weird. And he decided he was going to test it on a 30-mile drive to Barnard Castle.
And presumably there's no optometrist in the car.
Indeed, there were many optometrists out today saying, if you want to test your eyesight, please don't get behind the wheel to do so.
Why is this such a big deal? Because of his proximity to 10 Downing Street?
Precisely. I mean, I think there's two things going on. We've been through a fairly strict lockdown process. Most people did stay indoors and didn't leave their houses. So they didn't visit their parents, their elderly relatives. There's many, many reports over the last few days of people who had family members who died and died alone because they couldn't go and visit them. And here you had a government advisor, essentially, who was the man behind developing the lockdown rules, and he was the one who went and flouted it. The second reason, I guess, is the person that we're dealing with and the man himself that we're dealing with, Dominic Cummings. He is a very divisive figure. I think it's fair to say he's loathed in some circles, particularly among the opposition. But there are members of the Conservative Party, the government's own party, who also dislike him. He's quite a gruff character. He doesn't have a very pleasant demeanour towards the press. So he has a lot of enemies out there in the first place.
Yes. So those Conservative MPs in Boris Johnson's own party, how are they responding to this news?
Enormously divided, really. In the last few days, there was a flurry of remarkably similar tweets came from some Conservative MPs defending Dominic Cummings. This morning, you had Senior Cabinet Minister Michael Gove coming out in support of Cummings.
When I read the story, I was convinced that there would be an explanation from Dominic because I know that he's a man of honour and integrity. People will make their own mind up. And as Dominic himself said, there'll be many people who will think that his actions were wrong or mistaken. But looking at it in the round, I think that his actions were reasonable.
But as the day continued, Marco, there's been more and more voices of dissent from within the Conservative Party. One of those is MP Roger Gale.
This is a man at the top of the government who had devised and was trying to enforce rules upon one set of people that he doesn't appear to have wanted to obey himself. By saying, I'm going to do what I like, but you can't do what you like, I'm afraid, and this is the bottom line on this, he has sent out a very damaging, very dangerous message.
Orla, it's hard to imagine this is not damaging to Boris Johnson's own political fortunes, is it?
Yeah, there was a poll out this morning that showed that Boris Johnson's own popularity rating has dropped by 20 points in the last 5 days. People from all sides appear to have lost faith in Boris Johnson.
The World's Orla Barry in London. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.